We want to hear your opinion. Share it with us at 276-638-2255. That's 276-638-CALL. Now, back to Southside Connection on the Southside's premier sports station, ESPN Southside AM 1160, ESPNSouthside.com, and Facebook.com/ESPNSouthside for the link to listen on your mobile phone.
Hour number two of Southside Connection, hour number one in the books. We've got all of our segments available for you at ESPNSouthside.com. We'll also have them archived for you after the show today at ESPN Southside on Twitter. I am the King Ed Lane, Jason the Man Wigginton on the other side of the glass. We're taking you right up until 6 o'clock with you every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6. Cunningham Tire, offering only the trustiest brand names in tires. Michelin, Goodyear, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Kelly, and more. Cunningham Tire, always crucial to make sure you have the right tire on your car, especially with wintry weather. It's supposed to be rainy this weekend. I've got my tires taken care of thanks to David Cunningham and the staff at Cunningham Tire. I go to 2020 Ferry Stone Park Highway in Bassett. They're also at 4783 Riverside Drive in Danville and 311 South Van Buren Road in Eden. Cunningham Tire, keeping you rolling as they do for me. It's time for our 5 o'clock fan feedback today on Southside Connection, and we're opening the phone lines up for you at 276-638-2255. That's 638-CALL for your thoughts on North Carolina basketball. They go and get ready to play Virginia Tech this evening at 8 o'clock airtime right here on ESPN Southside, 1160 AM. North Carolina blown away 90-57 at Florida State. That part is old news by now. Also, Roy Williams walking off the floor, old news. I don't have a problem with that. But what about North Carolina going forward from here? How big of a concern is this? I don't think it's much of one at all. I just look at the history of teams that have won the national title and teams in Chapel Hill that have made runs into the Final Four, whether it's Roy Williams, Dean Smith, even Bill Guthridge. They got a history of doing this. It's not like this is new for North Carolina to have just downer performances, lack of focus performances, lack of really having your full head in the game. I think it's part of having talented players. The key to winning an NCAA championship in this day and age is often go with a team that's got the most NBA players, or at least has a good collection of NBA players that are NBA prospects, and also a good blend of seniority guys that can lead the way. I think North Carolina's got that. I think they've got enough talent. Kendall Marshall, Harrison Barnes, Tyler Zeller, John Henson. This team, they've got talent in pieces. Kentucky's got talent. Seniority generally has been lacking from that team, but they've got it. They've got guys that can contribute. I'm not worried at all about North Carolina. Look at last year. UConn, they were the 9 seed in the Big East tournament. They had to play 5 games in 5 days. And they won the Big East tournament playing 5 games in 5 days. They entered the Big East tournament at best, on the bubble. What happened next? They go into the NCAA tournament and prove many, including me, wrong by winning 6 games and rolling through the competition. They had NBA talent. Kemba Walker, first-round pick. Many people look at Jeremy Lamb as a first-round pick. Alex Oriaki as having first-round talent. They got the talent, but it was focus that dogged them for most of the year. You got a lot of kids that have an entitlement mindset. They've been catered to at school. They're catered to in the recruiting process. And then the coach is trying to break that in the time that he has them under his watch, whether it's in the practice room, on the practice court, in the film room, wherever it is. Coach is trying to break that mold. And I think kids right now aren't dumb. A lot of them are talented enough and figure, I can flip a switch on. And UConn proved it last year they could. Look at Carolina in the past. 2009-2010 year, when they won the championship a couple years ago. They lost at home to an unranked Boston College team. They got beat by Florida State in the ACC tournament. Semifinals. Didn't even really care to be there. Not really focused. No real effort. Look at Carolina in 2007-2008. They got beat 80-79, 78 at Duke. They had other hiccups. Maryland during the regular season. North Carolina wasn't focused all the time. Even though they only had three losses before they went to the tournament, they weren't great. Look at what North Carolina's history shows. Look at their history. 2004-2005, Roy's first championship year in Chapel Hill. They got beat at UC Santa Clara by 11. Lost at Wake by 13. They got beat in the ACC tournament semis by Georgia Tech. Didn't really care to be there. North Carolina didn't have to care. Wasn't the first thing on their brain. Didn't matter to them. They still managed to turn it on. Two of the 3 years, they won the national title. The other, they lost in the Final Four. We've seen it before. I'm sure we'll probably see it again from them. I put them in the favorite to go to the Final Four. They lost 90-57 at FSU. Seminoles were shooting great that night. 50% from beyond the arc. They were just shooting well. It's not going to happen to you on most nights. I'm not worried about this if I'm a Carolina fan. Sure, if I'm Roy Williams, you now got one game you can point to the rest of the year and say, guys, if you don't bring your A game and you're not focused, that could happen. I'd be more worried if I'm an opposing team than North Carolina. And most of the feedback we've gotten at ESPN Southside on Facebook would generally agree with us. Houston said, the FSU game was a disappointment more than anything in my mind. The Heels look terrible. It gives them an easier way to see what they need to improve on. They tend to have rough games. Each year, they win a title. They can fix the problems and should be fine. Roy's teams usually tend to get hot and stronger down the stretch. I'd agree. You may point to ACC tournament losses, but for North Carolina, they've largely been in a position where it doesn't really matter. It may affect their seeding or where they play, but nobody's doubting them. I don't. I still think Carolina, in my opinion, along with Kansas and Kentucky, top teams in the country. You make case for Baylor, Syracuse, never know what'll happen with UConn. Michigan State always finds a way to get there, probably the one team out of the Big Ten that usually does. Michigan's got talented athletes. But North Carolina, they'll be right there come tournament time. I think they'll lose at least another game in ACC play. Maybe two or three. I could easily see them losing another game. At UVA, 26th of February. That game is going to mean a hell of a lot more to Virginia than it will to North Carolina. UVA, a chance to make a statement against a top five team, perhaps top 10 for sure, UNC squad. Absolutely. Heels have state twice. The Wolfpack are trying to make a statement. That's going to be the case for everyone when they play Carolina. It's a statement game for them. I can easily see them losing those two games. I don't think they'll lose tonight at Virginia Tech. I don't think Tech's that good. I think Carolina, coming off a loss with 5 days to prepare, 5 days of getting just yelled at in the gym by Roy Williams, I think they'll be motivated. I think Carolina wins this game. I don't think it's that close. I think they go into Blacksburg and roll Virginia Tech. But look at North Carolina's history. They've got a history of doing it. And they've got a history of turning it on late, playing hard when they need to, not beating themselves up over losses. Heck, you want to look at a couple of other years. Look at 96-97, 97-98. They went through stretches where they'd lose two games in 3 days by double digits. Duke, Wake Forest, Maryland. They've had plenty of times when they've won championships or made the Final Four where they've lost focus. North Carolina this year had a lost focus moment. Happened at UNLV. Game meant more to the Running Rebels. Happened at Florida State. Noles were looking for a chance to get a tournament resume win, and they did. No one else beats North Carolina. Duke only loses to the Heels or, you know, UVA in the ACC tournament. So you go. I don't think it's a problem for UNC. They may lose another game or two. Because for the rest of the year, aside from Duke, where it means the same to both teams, Carolina's going to be playing teams in the regular season that need that statement victory. And Carolina will give it to them. You're bound to have a letdown with 18, 19-year-old kids. Maybe 20, 21. It's bound to happen. I'm 26, struggle to have focus every day. Patrick said, I think at this point in the season, everyone's national title hopes are in jeopardy. All teams have a long way to go before March, and anything could happen. I think UNC will be fine. They'll learn from their mistakes. Roy's not a Hall of Fame coach for nothing. Agreed. I agree totally. I think North Carolina, that's what they do. It's who they are. Roy's a good coach. He'll use this as motivation. He's now got a game he can point to the rest of the year and say, if you don't bring your A game, if you're not focused, this can happen. I think they'll lose two, maybe three more games in ACC play. I think they'll lose at UVA. I could easily see them losing at State or some other team that creeps up and gets them, because it'll mean more to that team than it does to UNC. maybe Maryland late in the year. Team that's getting healthy and could use a win. I could easily see that happening. Duke, they're Duke. They're always good. I think Carolina's got more talent than Duke, but I could see it happening. And Dwayne said, as a lifetime Heels fan, Saturday was a tough watch. Zeller was the only one who showed up. However, I think come late March, they'll be in the thick of things. Can't imagine any more games like they had at FSU. I don't think you can imagine any more games where a team shoots 50% from three-point land. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Carolina will lose another game or two. They may lose in the ACC tournament because Roy's basically used that as a glorified cocktail party. He doesn't put a lot of stock in that. I'm not worried at all if I'm a Carolina fan because you got a good coach. If you got a mediocre coach, things may snowball. Heels could lose a couple more times in ACC play. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't win the ACC tournament. Could easily see them losing in the ACC tournament. Heck, when they've won the national title the last couple times it's happened, 2009, 2010, they lost to FSU in the ACC semifinals. When they won it in 04-05, they lost to Georgia Tech in the semis. I think we got at least a couple more losses in UNC's back pocket. And unless they lose 4 or 5 in a row, that's when I may start to get more concerned. Other than that, no. Southside Connection, we'll take a break. The team that North Carolina plays tonight, Virginia Tech, issues galore, including not many fans getting tickets to the game, struggling to sell out. Where's the direction of this program? They're all valid questions, and we'll tackle them when we come back. Southside Connection, back after this on the ESPN Southside Family.